counterproductive to what the United States Postal Service ought to be doing to get in line with the 21st century and new technology. The fact of the matter is they commissioned a study and didn't get the results that they wanted because the study indicated that going from next-day delivery to 2 to 3 day delivery would result in huge volume reductions and a $5 billion loss to the United States Postal Service. This points to gross incompetence. I think that they've been deceitful and counterproductive to what the United States Postal Service ought to be doing. You know, keep in mind that, you know, despite having targeted the Buffalo Mail Processing Facility for closure, Buffalo is the largest entry point in the United States for direct mail from Canada. They process over 30 million pieces of mail a week. Buffalo has been held out as a national standard for efficiency and cost effectiveness by the United States Postal Service. So they shouldn't be closing that facility. They should be holding it up as a national model because the Buffalo facility and the hardworking people there, over 700, have demonstrated great value to cost effectiveness and efficiency.
Congressman, you say that it is a secret study. Why are they not revealing this? And now that you've revealed it and to your colleagues, what could happen?
I think it speaks to the lack of integrity in this process, and it doesn't instill a sense of confidence that the Postal Service, you know, they take action and then they look for reasons to justify their conclusions. The only thing that we have ever asked for is a fair and objective process that includes cost benefits, that includes comparative analysis, and there is no such data available. So from the very beginning, from the lack of transparency, from the lack of a coherent public review process, the United States Postal Service has demonstrated, again, gross incompetence and outright deceitful behavior.
Congressman, you wrote a letter to the Postal Regulatory Commission, and you continue to fight for this. Is there any hope of turning back their decision for the William Street facility?
Well, I think there is. I think these actions have led the United States Postal Service to defer their decision. You know, keep in mind they were going to start closing facilities on May 15th. They have delayed that indefinitely. And I think more pressure that's brought to bear on them just to simply provide the information that they have an obligation to provide, if it exists. And I don't think it exists. So I think these decisions have been arbitrary. And I think the Postal Service has been less than forthright in the process that they've used to designate mail processing facilities for closure.
What will be your next step?
My next step will be to work with the Inspector General for the United States Postal Service, who is objective. And I think, you know, by writing to that individual, asking for an investigation into the process that led to their decision to close the Buffalo facility is influencing these decisions to defer these closings. So we will continue to put the pressure on. And if need be, call the Postmaster General before Congress and begin to question this process or continue to question this process. Because the one thing that has been consistent is the lack of transparency and the lack of consistency on the part of the United States Postal Service. Look, if there is data, if there is empirical evidence to justify a closing of the facility because it's not efficient, that it's not effective, that it's not situated at a very, very important entry point relative to Canada, then that information should be readily available. None of that information is available. So their process for closing processing facilities has lacked integrity. It's lacked comparative analysis. It's lacked cost-benefit analysis. And until such time as they can provide that information, we will continue to put pressure on the United States Postal Service.
What can citizens do at this point?
I think they can speak out. I think they can continue to talk with people that work at that facility. Again, the situation with the Buffalo Mail Processing Facility is in direct conflict with what the Postal Service says it's trying to achieve, because the United States Postal Service itself has issued the gold standard for the mail processing facility in Buffalo as being efficient and cost effective. And these are the kinds of questions that I will continue to ask. And this fight is far from over.
Congressman Higgins, thank you so much.
Eileen, thanks very much.